And on today's Windy City Careercast, she's turning 40. That's right. Deb Pierce is turning 40, and she's coming to Chicago a Luger. What does that mean? You'll have to listen and see. Richard Knight Jr. taking us to some departures, and we're taking Deb Pierce to all the hot bars in Chicago. And this Sunday, it's the gayest show on earth. No, I don't mean Windy City Gay Idol. That's the following weekend. The gayest show on earth happens this weekend. What is it? It's so much fun to have Deb on the show, even if she is now 40.
Windy City Queercast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Deb Pierce.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
To the Windy City Queercast show number 308. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Deb Pierce.
And Deb Pierce, it's your very special day.
It's your birthday.
Look at you.
It is. I can't even stand it. I am less than 24 hours away from being 40 years of age. I can't stand myself.
The big 4-0. What are you doing? What are your plans?
Well, my best friend wants to scoop me up at 10 o'clock till about 3 o'clock. I'm taking my mom to a very special appointment for my birthday because I'm thankful for her, and I just thought I'd give her a nice gift. I'm putting my parents up in a hotel room because they live about an hour and a half away, and then my best friend Whitney has organized she's rented a big space above a really nice restaurant here, and we're going to have a party from 7 o'clock till 1 p.m.
When Ev's,
who knows? Oh, I've got to get up very early the next day. I didn't actually have the foresight to take the day off.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Well, no, because you want everybody to call in and...
That's right.
And extol your praises that you've made it this far.
You got that right, that's exactly it. I didn't forget at all. I knew exactly what I was doing.
There you go. Yeah. You've been counting down this year.
Well, I have been. Ever since I hit 39 last year, I thought, I wonder, you know, is there like a bucket list? Is there a checkoff list? Is there a must-do? Is there a must-see, a must-have? And I've never lived my life like that at all, like chronologically with countdowns, unless I was 16 getting my driver's license or 19 being able to drink legally or 21 being able to vote. So other than that, age is so much a non-issue for me with other people as well as myself. It's not a big deal to me. 40 doesn't feel like a big deal to me. I'm playing it up because it's kind of fun to talk about, right? Because, you know,
yeah,
it's a milestone or whatever.
It
is. But I'll tell you, I've never felt healthier in my life. I'm running about 35 kilometers a week. I'm losing weight. I'm feeling great. And maybe
I don't know what 35 kilometers is. What is that? Make the change for us.
Oh, a lot less than
5 miles?
20 miles.
20 miles?
Uh-huh.
Like a marathon?
No, but a week, not a day.
Oh.
But yes, a week. Yeah. So I'm running a lot. And I feel really good. You know what the main thing, and you're not even close to 40, obviously, but, sorry, I just had to clear my throat there for a second, because I really don't know
I'm very close.
Are you?
You have no idea.
I have no idea. Every time I talk about your age, I think, must Google Amy Matheny, and I never do. So those of you Googling right now, put a post on this podcast.
I don't think I have a Wikipedia yet. I don't think I have a Wikipedia yet.
All right. Well, anyway, apparently people that have reached this milestone say that at 40 you start to stop giving a shit about all the little things that bother you now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that because I get, you know, I don't get as wrapped up as I did in my, you know, teens and 20s. But
oh,
I can get a little anxious about life and stuff. And I just want to let it water off a duck's back.
Yeah, I've already kind of stopped that. So that's
me
already
too.
Happened for me.
Me too. Me too. I could just stand for it to even get, you know.
Since I'm on this side of 50, mentally and spiritually, you know.
That's because you like the older ladies.
That's because I like the older ladies.
Bam, chicka,
older
bam, bam.
Ladies.
So that's happening for me. And my. What's your birthday again? What's the date of your birthday?
It's in September.
Aha. Yeah, so it's a biggie, and you know what? Also, I don't live in the same city that my friends all live in, so it's going to be amazing to see you know, a couple hundred people that I haven't seen since I moved away.
Mm-hmm.
Like we just don't see each other at all, so I think it'll be great.
That's you know, it's good because I was have you started getting I was hanging out at our lovely home of homes, Tease, this weekend, which I heard that you thought was T-E-A-S-E,
well,
Tease,
I think that's
as opposed to T-apostrophe-S, which cracks me up.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
It's very cute. Yes.
I've never seen a sign. I've just heard you guys say the name. I mean,
I've
been in it several times. We've almost
Sin
closed
and
the
I, Sin and I love that you thought it was called Tease. not that that has
great.
Anything to do with what the three of us were doing that night with certain wait staff. But
Who shall remain nameless.
But I've gone there a lot the past few months, and I've gotten carded. I think it's been there. They're very good about it. Marianne, Cullum, your staff is doing a good job. And and I get carded, and then I get the, wow, you look good for your age. Or, wow, girl, you look good. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Cracks me up.
I hate that. You know what I've been starting to get called?
What?
Lady.
Lady?
This lady over here. Lady? Come on.
I can start playing some Kenny Rogers. Cue Kenny Rogers.
You're my knight in shining. Oh, die, you mean die. Cue the music right.
Yeah. Well, this is what's so funny is the other last week, I mean, actually just this past weekend, I was Twittering about this. So any of you following me at twitter.com/AmyMatheny already know this. But my TiVo has a brain. You know, my TiVo tells me things, makes suggestions of things I might like to watch. And my TiVo had suggested a television show called The Cougar. Now, how did my television know? But my television loves me and knows me. So I'm watching a reality show called The Cougar. And
hilarious.
It is a woman, and she happens to be 40. I'm like, 40 cannot be the new cougar. It just doesn't work for me. I mean, like, doesn't she need to be older than that? But I guess she doesn't when these boys are like 21, 23, 24. And,
that's hot all around.
It is hilarious. And Vivica Fox is the host.
Oh.
It's
I don't have the show yet. What is that on?
It's on TV Land. Which also
I do have that.
TV Land also airs She's Got the Look, which is the search for the hottest woman over 35. I mean, who is their demographic but Amy Matheny in the United States of America? It's quite very funny. So anyhow, Vivica Fox, you know, at The Bachelor, it's like the bachelorette will call your name and she will hand you a rose or everything about a rose. This is what Vivica Fox says. She goes, when she calls your name, please step forward and face the cougar. It's like my favorite thing, and she says it without even her lips twitching. That's hilarious to say.
That's
best damn acting
hilarious.
Job deserves an Emmy when she calls
I
her name.
Love everything
please
about
step
that. I'm going to incorporate that sentence at least one time
the
today
cougar.
Before midnight.
Yeah. And then the cougar kisses. If she kisses the boy on the lips, the boy, listen to me. It all feels very Mary Kay Letourneau. If she kisses the boy on the lips.
Except that they're in their 20s and not their early teens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, a couple of them are like 21 and they look like they just became legal. She kisses.
Which again, I got to say, totally hot to me.
This is the Ashton Demi thing.
Yes, really
but
hot. Yeah.
They don't get a rose. They get a kiss. So she either kisses him on the lips or she turns her cheek. And the turn on the cheek means you're going home. Oh, and she's sobbing. And she has four children. Four children. So that's always a nice gulp from the parents when she's down now to the final few and meeting them. And they're like, so do you, or have you been married? And she's like, yes. And do you have kids? Yes. I have four children. And all the parents, like, their eyes are like.
And they're all your age.
Yeah. It's like the Ka snake in Jungle Book, and their eyes get really big and start spinning. Yeah, that's
yes, thank you for that visual. I got it exactly when you said that.
Exactly what happens. So now you could be on the, like, lesbian version of the cougar.
I'd love to be on that.
Wouldn't that be great? Let's create the lesbian version of the cougar.
The luger. We'll call it the luger.
The luger.
The luger.
That sounds so gross.
It does sound like something that should come out of your throat, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. That is hilarious.
I've been watching good TV lately just because it's not been that warm yet. And we have satellite now. So we've got, we went out the other night for a computer mouse and came home with a 46-inch Sony Bravia television with high definition.
That's so funny.
I am not kidding. So now we've got, in the 800s, we've got high definition channels, but we also ordered things like HBO. We don't always get that here in Canada. That's a very specialized satellite station, HBO. So, of course, I saw the Grey Gardens.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Great. Brilliant.
Drew Barrymore did a great job.
She really did.
Don't you think?
I really do.
Excuse me. I have had a lung infection for a month. Pardon me.
Oh, that's not good.
No. And this running thing's not helping.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of really impeding the 100% lung capacity. I'm running at about 70. I can't imagine how much I'd be running if I could actually breathe. Yeah.
So, you are soon to be heading to Chicago. We just completed, I haven't even talked about it yet on the Queer Cast. We just completed the big semifinals for the Windy City Gay Idol this past weekend, and it was a huge day. Gorgeous weather, huge crowd, packed room. What's nice now is the new sidebar is open at Sidetrack. So the spill factor now in the main bar, in the crystal bar where we have our stage, is much better now.
When I was there in the winter, it was under construction.
Yeah, it is all done. We now have the main bar, the cherry bar, the back bar, the patio bar, the glass bar, and the sidebar. There are just so many bars at the Sidetrack. And but it was a huge event. We got 12 finalists that are going on to the finals, which you are coming to town for, which is June 13th. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday at Sidetrack again. Doors open at 1 and the event starts at 4. And it is going to be a great finals, Deb. I can't even tell you the level of singing we had, even from our top 20. Was
really?
Just off the chart. We've
Must
never
have been hard
had
for the
that
judges
solid.
To whittle those eight off then, yeah?
Well, yeah, you know, we had two no-shows, and or we would have had 22, so we only had to whittle off eight, but that was a hard, hard task, but let me tell you. And we definitely lost good singers because we did not have a stinker in the bunch, which is something to say about the talent that came out and that the right people made it to the semifinals and – you know, some people are better singers. Some people are better showmen. But put it all together, it is going to be an entertaining day, all for just the $10, and you get a drink, and you're entered to win this trip to Toronto, and you're going to get a great show on a Saturday afternoon in Boys Town.
Amazing. This time last year, we were getting prepared for this, and you were doing all the organization for it, and then I showed up. And had an enjoyable evening and was backstage with somebody that's very famous on the cover of Rolling Stone now, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
What a difference a year makes.
Wow, what a difference a year can make in the life of an artist. That is totally, totally true. I think very few people knew who she was. I was already playing her on the Queer Cast. They had sent us her EP, and I was loving her. Di had just been to town, the editor, and my good friend, and we had... we were just listening through a bunch of CDs, and I said, all these tracks are good, Di. Use her on the show.
Yep.
And I started talking about her, and and the office called and said, that singer you're talking about, that Lady Gaga, her people called us, and she wants to appear at Idol, and what do you think? Ugh. And I was like, yes! And she was fantastic. And offbeat, which...
Which
but
is
really
so great.
Got that.
You came up with something very eloquent. Did you say it was Deborah Harry meets Grace Jones? Did you say
I
something
did.
Like that?
I yeah. did. With
that
a
was
lot
the most
of
eloquent description of her first.
With
sure.
a lot of bubblegum pop thrown in. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, she is something else. I have her CD in my car right now, and it is a lot of fun. This year, we are going to have also guest performances. Of course, we always have our reigning gay idol, so Corey Calderon will be there, and she will be...
She was great. She came up for Toronto for Halloween because that's part of her thing, part of her tour as the reigning gay idol.
Uh-huh.
And she's lovely. She was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And we're also going to have the brand new, we are almost, we're one of the CD release events for the new CD for Jason Antone. And he is going to be performing as well. His new album is called Start to Move, or his new CD. He's an amazing, very sexy, very cute pop artist. And we also have the amazing... electro, trance, gospel, dance diva, Suzanne Palmer, who is going to also be performing. So we are really going to be bouncing and dancing, and it's going to be a lot of fun from beginning to end. So everybody come out this weekend, and you're going to be there. You're going to be awarding somebody with this trip for 3 nights and 3 days in Toronto.
I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about Toronto more in person down there, because I'm so proud of the city that I'm in, and it's just got so much to offer. There's so many things that are comparable to Chicago, but of course it's not Chicago. Your dollar's stronger just for coming here in the first place. But it's just such a beautiful multicultural arts and entertainment city, and I can't wait to talk more about it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's such a great town, and I was telling people, because we gave away a prize to Toronto last weekend, and I was talking about, you know, that they could go down Church Street and
yep.
they would be staying in Yorkville Bloor, and that was kind of like our Michigan Avenue Oak Street and all the shopping, and they were getting a free pass to all the museums, and that you all had a shoe museum, which is a very cool thing, and tons
it
of
It is
theater.
A very cool thing. I've been to it. You know what's the most interesting thing? Is the Chinese, the foot binding.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, it's really weird. They just bind their feet so they never, ever grow.
Really?
Yeah, it's really fascinating. And obviously, like, I'm thinking about a little boil I got on my foot from running 10 kilometers. I can't imagine the pain of not letting your bones or anything move. But they're on display, and literally shoes the size of maybe just a little, about your pinky finger.
Oh, my God.
It's the weirdest thing.
How do they walk?
I don't think they did.
Oh.
Or not well or much.
Yeah. Okay, well, that just makes me hurt. So on that note,
I can bring you a pair for your rearview mirror if you want to hang.
That's very funny.
I went to Toronto, and all I got were these Chinese foot-binding shoes.
All I got were these little itty-bitty shoes.
That's right. You can use it as a shot glass.
Oh, so we're going to take a break. Kirk and I are going to tell you what's going on in the news still this week. Gosh, it has been such a big news week the past 7 days. What a difference 7 days makes to the
kidding.
Potential of what could happen here in the U.S. and around the world. And also what's going on in the movie scene. And Richard Knight Jr., he is taking us to the movie with the film that won the Oscar, so it can't suck. The foreign one in the foreign film category, Departures. It's here now. It is in Chicago, and it's kind of a do not miss, I think. So we'll be back with Deb Pierce, getting psyched and getting ready to come to Chicago for Gay Idol.
Hi, I'm a Miller Lite Brewmaster.
Yeah, and I'm a Miller Lite Drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
I just created a revolutionary aluminum pint bottle. Great new way to enjoy the taste of Miller Lite.
Wow. See, I just designed a new game day delicacy to be enjoyed with your great tasting beer, the 8-layer dip.
Well, the aluminum pint has a wider mouth, giving every sip a superior flow that delivers the great taste.
That's terrific. Most people flow from beef to bean to sour cream to cheese to guacamole to salsa to veggies. See, I'm not most people, though. I flow all the way to jambalaya.
Huh. Also, it's got a resealable cap that makes sure every sip tastes as fresh as the first.
Well, my dip is so hearty, it can last from a day game to a night game.
This isn't a competition, you know.
Okay, fine. You advance the science of drinking great-tasting beer, and I advance the art of enjoying it.
Introducing the new aluminum pint bottle from Miller Lite. Just another way for you to enjoy the great taste. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News. In Kalispell, Montana, one man, Barry Brubaker, attempted to stop the city's gay pride parade, saying he was sent by God to speak the truth. However, he was unsuccessful. This is the fifth year of the Montana Pride celebration, and the 2009 Kalispell Parade is expected to bring 500 to 600 participants. Festivities will take place June 19th through 21st.
In Provincetown, Massachusetts, 20-year-old Eric Patton was arrested and charged with a hate crime after he allegedly attacked a woman he believed to be a lesbian. Patton was screaming biased anti-gay language and punching her, Provincetown Police Sergeant Carrie Lopez said. For decades, Provincetown has been known as a gay haven.
In Minnesota, Governor Tim Pawlenty has signed a measure that protects the property rights of all unmarried couples, including same-sex ones.
In Quincy, Massachusetts, vandals stole a gay pride flag from outside the Church of the Presidents for the fourth time in less than a year. The welcoming United First Parish Unitarian Church is known as the Church of the Presidents because John Adams and John Quincy Adams worship there and are buried with their wives in the facility's crypt.
In Massachusetts, Fabio Brandao pleaded guilty to 9 criminal charges for taking part in an attack on 3 gay men and a woman last August in Boston. 4 men in a white Honda drove up to the victims, yelling anti-gay slurs before attacking them. Brandao has to complete an anger management program and pay the victims' medical bills, which total $4,250. The other 3 assailants have not been caught.
United States Reps Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Barney Frank of Massachusetts, Stephen Israel of New York, Jared Polis of Colorado, and nearly 50 other colleagues recently sent a letter to the Office of Management and Budget Director asking that the 2010 census count same-sex married couples. The members of Congress said they want the census to reflect reality.
And in world news, the Tasmanian Anti-Discrimination Tribunal has found that the Red Cross Blood Bank's ban on gay blood donors is not discriminatory. The decision read, "The reason why male-to-male sex in the last 12 months is grounds for deferral under the Red Cross guidelines is a risk of an undiagnosed HIV-infected donation made by a homosexually active donor, which may not be picked up with the routine testing of blood during the early stages of infection." Michael Kane, the plaintiff in the case, plans to ask the Red Cross to conduct a trial of gay blood donation to determine its safety.
In New Zealand, a disturbing survey of almost 10,000 students has found that gay teenagers are more likely than their heterosexual peers to be affected by depression, suicide, and self-mutilation. Also, the survey found that gay students report higher levels of bullying and bias and are less likely to have safe sex.
In entertainment news, this summer, Michigan will be the location of the movie What's Wrong with Virginia, which will mark the directing debut of Milk's Oscar-winning screenwriter Dustin Lance Black. The film stars Jennifer Connelly and Liam Neeson.
And Australian Hugh Jackman and Brit Daniel Craig will team up in the Broadway play A Steady Rain, about 2 Chicago cops whose friendship is tested by a domestic dispute in a poor neighborhood. Jackman is a Great White Way veteran, having won a Tony for playing Peter Allen in The Boy from Oz, but this will be Craig's debut.
Lady Gaga feels that men are intimidated by her bisexuality. She told Rolling Stone magazine, "The fact that I'm into women, they're all intimidated by it. It makes them uncomfortable. They're like, I don't need to have a threesome. I'm happy just with you." Her next single, Paparazzi, will be released July 6th.
The next installment of the video game series Grand Theft Auto will be known as The Ballad of Gay Tony. The player's characters will be heterosexual, but the boss will be gay. Grand Theft Auto, The Ballad of Gay Tony, will be released on Xbox Live this fall.
Barbara Streisand will showcase her homes and talk about architecture in a new book, A Passion for Design. Streisand will even revisit the Brooklyn apartment where she grew up. The book will be out next year.
A new book about the talk show host mogul Merv Griffin allegedly reveals his same-sex romances with Hollywood stars. In Merv Griffin, A Life in the Closet, Griffin is portrayed as having a very sexually active life, hooking up with Rock Hudson, James Dean, Liberace, as well as a prolonged sexual affair with Marlon Brando.
On The View, actor David Hyde Pierce, best known as Niles on TV's Frasier, revealed that he married his male partner last fall in Colorado. Pierce, who got married a few weeks before the state voters passed Proposition 8, was angered by California Supreme Court's recent decision, declaring it was not the judicial body's business. Then that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Bud Light presents Regeneration Tour 2009, starring ABC. Friday night, June 26th, on stage at Rosemont Theater. Don't miss ABC. Berlin. Wang Chung. Heaven 17. Cutting Crew. Generation Tour 2009, Friday night, June 26th at Rosemont Theater. Get more at regenerationtour.com. Get tickets Friday morning, April 17th at 10 at Rosemont Theater box office, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, or RosemontTheater.com. Brought to you by Bud Light. The difference is drinkability.
I'm Richard Knight Jr. with another Night at the Movies Minute. I want to have my funeral in Japan. That was my thought as I walked out of the intensely moving lyrical Departures, the surprise winner for this year's Foreign Film Oscar. It's a beautifully realized tone poem to life and death. In the course of Yojiro Takeda's movie, the characters deal with a lot of big themes, all delicately layered, into Kondo Koyama's dense but never heavy script. The film, 10 years in the making, is picturesque and graceful, with touches of gentle comedy, awash in lovely images, and a gorgeous music score by Joe Hisaishi, and has one poetic sequence following another. At the outset of the film, Daijo, played by Mashiro Motoki, who looks a bit like Lou Diamond Phillips and holds the reviewer with a deeply felt performance, is a professional cellist whose orchestra gets unceremoniously dissolved. He returns to his hometown with wife Mika, played by Ryoko Hirose, to start a new life. Daijo spots an ad in the paper that reads, "Working with Departures, no experience necessary," and thinking it's a travel agency, decides to apply. But it's a misprint and should have read, "Working with the Departed." The job is to help out with something called encoffination, the Japanese ritual in which the body is prepared in full view of the mourners before it is placed in the casket and then cremated. A great deal of social prejudice comes with this task, but the money the practical boss offers him is too good to turn down. Slowly, as the seasons pass, Daijo learns to appreciate the precision, importance, and dignity inherent in the job. One of the ceremonies for a transgendered female, an apparent suicide, is particularly moving. At the same time, Daijo, who plays the child-sized cello that was a gift from the father who left him behind, is overwhelmed by memories of his past. Filled with expressive contemplative scenes and performances that are quietly powerful, Departures is a sensitive, bittersweet masterpiece that earns its tears honestly. It's subtitled. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
Pride Fest 2009. Pride Fest. June 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Summerfest Grounds in Milwaukee, where Midwest Pride meets on Milwaukee's lakefront for the world's largest gay music festival, featuring full concert performances by Cyndi Lauper, Brandy, Etta James, Deborah Cox.
You'll never see me again.
And over 100 other performers. Pride Fest 2009, June 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Summerfest Grounds in Milwaukee. Get your tickets now at PrideFest.com.
A timeless classic. A story of family, laughter, struggle, and hope. One of the most glowing creations in the history of musical theater. Tradition, tradition. Fiddler on the Roof. The world's favorite family musical. A tradition for young and old. Starring from the beloved motion picture, Topol in his farewell tour. Share the magic with the whole family and start a new tradition. Don't miss your last chance to see Topol in this special farewell performance of Fiddler on the Roof.
3 weeks only, June 10th through 28th at the Ford Center Oriental Theater. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Culture
Club.
Culture
Club.
Culture
Club.
Theater. Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of June 1st, 2009, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Heart-pounding attraction, all-night conversation, Love Person, now on stage at Victory Gardens Theater, captures the giddiness of new love affairs, says American Theater Magazine. Love Person introduces us to two couples, gay and straight, three cultures, and four languages in this love mystery, performed in American Sign Language, Sanskrit, English, and projected email. Use the code FRESH for $5 off tickets. Order now at victorygardens.org.
American Theater Company, in association with About Face Theater, presents Hedwig and the Angry Inch by John Cameron Mitchell and Stephen Trask, an award-winning rock musical about a young East German who gives up a little part of himself in order to escape communism for freedom in the U.S. Hedwig and the Angry Inch is now extended through June 13th at the American Theater Company. For tickets, visit atcweb.org.
Writers Theater presents A Minister's Wife, starring Kate Fry and Alan Schmuckler. And Michael Halberstam directs this world premiere musical adapted from Shaw's Candida by Austin Pendleton, with lyrics by Jan Tranen and music by Josh Schmidt, the award-winning composer of Adding Machine. Sharp, witty, and tender, A Minister's Wife explores the fires burning beneath the surface of an ordinary marriage. For tickets, visit writerstheater.org. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
This is Gregory Douglas, and you're on the Windy City Queercast.
So, Deb, we're going to have a lot of fabulous places to check out when you're here. We're going to head downtown. I hear you're staying at the Peninsula. Nothing like staying shabby chic while you're here in Chicago.
Yeah, I am. Thanks to Gregory from the Peninsula, I'm being put up down there, and I'm bringing my partner for the first time. We don't usually travel together when I'm working, but she had some time, and we haven't been together for a while away on a trip, so she's coming down, and we want to be tourists. I'm going to have, like, a digital camera, binoculars, and a sun visor
with
socks and sandals, and I'm going to be a tourist in your city. That's what's going to happen.
That is what's going to happen. We're going to find... We're going to find a way to let you see as much of the sights and sounds as possible, because also what is going on the weekend of the 13th is Midsummerfest. So on Sunday, we'll be able to spend a lot of time in the Gayborhood, the way north side Gayborhood of Andersonville, Edgewater, and enjoy Andersonville Midsummerfest Day. So we'll get
we had
to see
a great time there last year.
We did,
so
right?
There.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we will have that all day on Sunday, and hopefully Friday we'll be able to hang out down around Michigan Avenue and all around the Peninsula Hotel, so you can maybe see Millennium Park and some of the other amazing. We're praying for good weather, Deb. This is what I know. We're having a lot
of
rain
in Chicago.
Well, let's hope
so, because it's been cold here and a bit rainy, to be honest. Torrential rain, actually, the other night. Rain. It's been gross.
Is it very green there right now?
It's perfectly in bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend's nose and eyes can attest to that.
Yeah. Now, we're going to have a new club to check out up in Andersonville called Cattle Call. And our lovely friend Angelique Monroe is now the new show mistress. The Cattle Call. And it's really a wonderful new Northside bar. It's so homey, and there is a show with Angelique Monroe and many ladies every Wednesday night. Too bad you won't be in town for that.
That was pointed out to me as well, under construction or new ownership or something.
Yeah, so I went and checked
it
out.
So many developments in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, this week is your birthday, and last week was her birthday, and I think she's a year away from your big birthday, and went there and just saw an amazing show with Angelique and Ashley Morgan and Dolores Van Cartier, who is now in Florida, who's fantastic. And it was just such a great evening. So I highly encourage people on Wednesday nights. It's Cattle Call Review, and it's every Wednesday to go up and check it out. Of course, we'll hit a number of the clubs up and down Halsted Street when we're down there. Head over to Spin. Spin has now tripled in size. We'll definitely pop in there and see the guys and girls. Roscoe's across the street where we had our wild card night. Wants to roll out the red carpet for you.
I can't believe how many options you have for bars.
Oh my gosh, it's just it's off the hook. We're gonna have a really 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 good time. And
I'm gonna need roller skates to get around this.
You can become roller girl. So, but before we get to Idol, I do need to let everybody know, I mean, the gayest event besides Windy City Gay Idol is happening this weekend, this Sunday. Do you know what it is, Deb?
Of course.
Are you losing your gay card right now?
It's,
You're not American, so maybe it doesn't, it doesn't resonate as much for you.
What's the date? The 6th? June 6th?
The 7th. June 7th is the night of the Tony Awards.
Oh, yeah, I'm not that gay.
I'm so gay.
You got the Tonys all wrapped up, girl.
All right,
I'll do the Much Music Video Awards and the MTV Awards. You can do the theater stuff.
All right.
I don't care
if Eminem planned a stunt with Bruno. I could give a rat's ass. What I do care about is that Liza Minnelli, Dolly Parton, and Poison are on the lineup for the Tony Awards this year. Now, how fucking gay and great is that?
Big-ass
rock hair and big-ass country hair.
And that's this Sunday night?
That is this Sunday night. The Tony Awards are on. Of course, Dolly Parton will be performing with the cast of 9 to 5. Liza Minnelli is performing as she is nominated for an award for God. Does she need an reason to be nominated for an award to be Liza Minnelli at the Tony Awards? I don't think so.
Just the name alone.
She should just
get whatever it is that she's nominated for.
Exactly. And then the cast of Rock of Ages, which is this new hit, this whole classic rock musical.
What if that'll come here and replace We Will Rock You? Because We Will Rock You is closing here.
Oh, maybe. The cast of Billy Elliot doesn't get any gayer than that.
Nope.
I mean, it's just going, it's really the gay Oscars. It's the gay event of the, well, not that the Oscars aren't also gay, but nothing is gayer than the Tony Awards, and they are on CBS television, folks. 8 Eastern, 7 Central on Sunday.
Do you have a Tony party, Amy?
Pardon me?
Do you have a Tony party and dress up like your favorite musical, or what do you?
You know, I have had Tony parties. I am not. I am TiVoing it. This is how deep my love is for my best friend Di. For her birthday, it's just a time of birthdays. For her birthday, I am taking her to the Patti Griffin concert. Here
in
Chicago.
She's coming to Chicago the week before I come, so we're going to miss each other again.
Well, you can Facebook her all about that. Believe you me, I've already told her the grave and great disappointment that she is not going to be here for Gay Idol.
Doesn't she know how much fun I am?
She obviously has not experienced it.
Gosh. I'm writing it down. Facebook die.
Yep. You need to tell her to come.
That's nice, though. That's amazing. Have you seen her before? Have you?
Patti Griffin? Oh, yeah. Di introduced me to the wonderful world of Patti Griffin from, like, the front row. So I have been a devoted fan ever since, and I am now taking her to a concert since her introduction to Patti Griffin with me. It's Patti Griffin and Emmylou Harris and Sean Colvin. It's going to be
Sean
a really
Colvin?
Great night. Yeah.
My armpit hair grew half an inch every time you mentioned all those people.
Isn't she the
Oh, my God. My running shoes changed to Birkenstocks, and I'm now in sensible pants.
It's kind of sad that she's not a lesbian because all of them have such lesbian potential, but alas, none of them are. But
that's the greatest concert in the history of women loving women concerts. That's amazing.
It's going to be pretty great. So I am doing things gay from my lesbian side and my gay man side. So I will come home and watch him on TiVo, which is the way I prefer to watch award show anyhow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like to pause and rewind the fantastic moments. And nobody at Ravinia is going to know who's winning what award either. So I will be safe, but cannot wait.
That's a good concert. That's a good night.
It is really a great night. So everybody's got to turn in tune in and turn on CBS for that this Sunday, or record it like I'm going to do. And so, Deb, you're going to be here in just about a week.
We can't wait. I'm so excited.
We will be recording while Deb is here from my couch, or hell, we might be doing it from a king size bed in the peninsula. I think that would be even better.
I think that's very John and Yoko 40 years ago today. I think it's fair. We'll do a bed in for lesbians instead of for peace.
Let's do that. I love that. Yeah. And on our show next week, she loves us babies. She's going to be on the show telling us all about the second half of the year, how are her predictions gone for the first 6 months, and kind of forging us into pride. Ms. Cleo on the show. Nobody I love more. She's like, baby, let's talk. Let's do it. Let's talk. You know I love you, baby. So Ms. Cleo on the show. You need to have Ms. Cleo on Proud FM.
I would love to. I want to have you on Proud FM, but we're done before you wake up.
Well, let's see. We can work on it.
Think about doing it, because I would love to have you. You have me on yours. I want to have you on ProudFM.com.
All right. Well, we'll figure that out. And if we do, then follow my Twitter, folks, and I will post it so you'll know to listen live and hear me on Proud FM in Toronto. It could happen. It might happen. It might happen.
What's the percentage of it happening?
80%. I was going to say 80 as well.
Okay, 80% is good for me, and I'll even give you an MP3 to put on wherever you tweet, whatever you do.
Yeah, come follow me. /AmyMatheny. Very easy. All right, Deb Pierce. Well, I hope that you have the most fantastic 40 ever, because you are fantastic.
Thank you.
Leading up to 40, and this is going to be the best year of your life. I just know it. It's going to be the decade in which you become the Luger, and that's going to be good for you.
Thank you very much.
And people will say,
you're channeling Miss Cleo.
I am. And when you approach, when she calls your name, you will turn and face the cougar, Deb Pierce. I want to get you a t-shirt that says that.
I will turn and face the cougar.
You will turn and face the cougar.
You know what I'm getting made for Pride this year?
What?
I killed Jenny Schechter.
Oh, that's so great.
I know. I'm going to wear a t-shirt that says that everywhere I go, because I'm on every stage for Pride here in Toronto. I've already got belt buckles made, like the one I got you. So Barbie Facement Jewelry, bbj.ca, if you want to order them. I killed Jenny Schechter.
I want an I Kill Jenny Schechter t-shirt.
Consider it done.
I'm so excited.
That's all you need to do.
I love it. I love it. All right. Happy birthday, lady.
Thanks, Amy Matheny. I appreciate it. I'm nervous and excited, and I'm hoping my girlfriend doesn't trade me in for 220s.
No. Why would she?
She better not. Damn it.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.